At the last FADAC extraordinary meeting that was held in Luanda, Angola, the issues were raised that there are some things that Zimbabwe must do so that we progress towards a free and fair election. And these things include the fulfillment of the GPA, the issue of satisfying the agreed roadmap to elections, and finally, the issue that they raised that there should be a referendum on a new constitution, and after the referendum, we can then go for election. So I'm sure he's coming to take stock along those three main areas.
Do you see Mr. Zuma managing to facilitate a successful resolution of the impasse on the draft constitution?
To my mind, there is actually no impasse at all on this new constitution. It's ZANU-PF quibbling amongst themselves, and we can't take that as an impasse. As far as we are concerned, we set and agreed with ZANU-PF negotiators who signed to say that they'd agreed on everything that is in the draft constitution. And every page of the draft constitution bears all our signatures to say we all agree and we are bound by it. And therefore, as far as I know, there is nothing that is an impasse. What we need to be able to work out, which we believe the facilitator will assist, is how do we take it from here to get it to a position where we can have a referendum.